This is the Signal Wave Daily Brief for 2026-07-13. Nigeria's payments landscape is undergoing significant changes, with the Central Bank of Nigeria's draft framework for PSP licensing aiming to cap agent exclusivity arrangements, which could impact the market structure and force mid-tier players to either find a niche or a buyer. This comes as MoneyPoint has crossed 10 million business accounts, solidifying its position in the agent banking space and setting terms for the POS economy. Meanwhile, a cohort of Andela alumni has raised funds across 6 DevTools startups in 9 months, indicating a growing trend in Lagos's developer tools wave. This development is notable, as it highlights the network effects and talent pool in the city. Additionally, M-Copa's $51 million debt raise signals a new lending playbook for asset financing, with debt rather than equity funding the next phase of pay-as-you-go, and the structures behind the raise being more significant than the headline number. The AI talent drain is also a concern, with senior ML salaries in Lagos tripling in 18 months, prompting founders to redesign equity to compete with Global Labs' hiring spree. As the Nigerian tech ecosystem continues to evolve, these developments will have far-reaching implications for founders, incumbents, and the overall market structure. That's your brief. Full stories at Signal Wave.